The Cleveland Indians opened their truncated MLB regular season tonight, hosting the Kansas City Royals. And after the NFL team in Washington, D.C. announced that it would change its nickname, Cleveland released a statement saying the team would engage the community and its stakeholders to determine the best path forward for their brand. As Glenn Forbes from WCPN IdeaStream reports, that's a long way of saying the team won't have its current name for long.
John Adams has been banging the drum, literally, for the Cleveland Indians, lugging his 26-inch bass drum to home games for 47 years now. A trained drummer who helped start the Cleveland Blues Society, Adams says this was never a tribal war drum to play off the team name, but an extension of his youth when he would bang empty wooden chairs at the game to cause a ruckus. Regardless of intent, Adams has been the target of protesters who have demonstrated against the Indians' name on opening day.
He says that's a sacred instrument. And it's only played, it's a spiritual thing. And now knowing this, he says, are you going to still play the drum? And I said, well, with my people, it means calling everybody together and one heartbeat.
Adam says he knows that Native American was from out of town because he says he's spoken with leaders of the local protests and most have no problem with him or his drum. One of the groups is the Cleveland American Indian Movement. Sundance is their executive director and part of the Muskogee tribe.
It took a very public death of a person of color and weeks of civil disobedience before they would even consider maybe changing the name. That in and of itself is offensive.
Terry Pluto has covered Cleveland for 40 years. He researched the team's name for his book, Our Tribe, and says Cleveland tried to capitalize on momentum and popularity of baseball's 1914 Boston Braves, leading to the Indians' name. The team officially retired the problematic gap-tooth Chief Wahoo logo before last season, which Pluto says was more offensive to Native Americans he's spoken to than the team name. At the time Wahoo was retired, Pluto says there were no plans to change the team's name, but the death of George Floyd, the ensuing protests, and FedEx's support of a name change for Washington's NFL team makes the Indians' announcement less of a surprise.
The Indians do not want their top sponsors, Progressive and Sherwin-Williams and the rest, to get a lot of pressure from special interest groups and others.
But this isn't simply a matter of changing a name.
One member of the organization said to me, we can't just throw a name out there and say 3 years from now, we got to change it. This is a multi-million-dollar trademark, changing a brand, all kinds of stuff. This next few months, they'll kind of examine. They'll meet with some Native American groups. And then at some point, they'll announce they're going to change the name.
Pluto believes 2021 will be a farewell tour of sorts for the Indians' name, which will also give the club time to reconfigure the ballpark around a new brand. Since 2013, manager Terry Francona has been the voice of the organization. He said he knows the team isn't trying to be disrespectful and feels the same way now.
But I don't think that's a good enough answer today. Even at my age, you don't want to be too old to learn or to realize that maybe I've been ignorant of some things.
Suggestions to replace Indians include former team names like the Spiders and Crusaders, cliched references to rock and roll, and a Lake Erie-inspired fish, the Cleveland Carps. Muskogee tribe member Sundance knows what name he wants.
We would prefer that the new name not reference anything with indigenous people, not our cultures, not our religions, not our cultural items, period.
Terry Pluto estimates that of the well over 300 emails he's received, the vast majority don't believe the name is offensive, but they're tired of the culture war and are ready to move forward. Drummer John Adams, the Indians' most recognizable fan, likes another suggestion that's gaining traction, the Cleveland Drummers.
Yeah, and then a cartoon character of me. I'd love it. I would love it. I would be honored.
For Here and Now, I'm Glenn Forbes in Cleveland.